This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2328. The Road to Wealth is Paved with Goals by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Road to Wealth is Paved with Goals by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Ramit Sethi, author of I Will Teach You to Be Rich, recently shared his thoughts on a New York Times profile of Russ Whitney, a real estate mogul who charges thousands of dollars to learn the secrets of his success. Whitney helped inspire Casey Sarin's foreclosure odyssey. John T. Reed has extensive information on Whitney, not all of it negative. Ramit's post prompted me to read the original New York Times article. I began the piece planning to offer my own criticisms of Whitney and his get-rich-quick schemes. But two-thirds through the article, I realized there were actually two stories here. One about Whitney's brash hucksterism, and another about the people, like Casey Sarin, who are so desperate to get rich now that they lose touch with reality. Midway through the article, we meet Tracy Taylor, who's leading Millionaire U, a three-day real estate training course for advanced students. Most of the students don't actually know much about real estate, so Taylor is giving them the basics. She's also touting goals, positive thinking, and visualization, all excellent tools when used correctly. Quote, Taylor knew early that her class of advanced students was strictly remedial. Assessing them, she found that only 8 of 40 have invested in real estate before. The infomercial had talked of buying and quickly selling houses, and those who enrolled seemed largely unaware of the real estate slump. They were eager to be good students, but blurted out terrible answers. Where did you guys study math? Taylor asked. Later, she realized that not one student could even name the world's richest man. People with goals are the ones who succeed, she lectured, and she assigned her class the homework of compiling 100 goals. The next day, when she asked all who had completed the homework to stand, the doctor rose, stunned to find himself alone. Why are you surprised? Taylor asked him. End quote. Wow. This knocked me off my feet. 40 people who want to get rich are asked to come up with a list of goals, but only one person completes the assignment. These people haven't got a clue. They're going to return home with a thick binder of PowerPoint slides and a pile of credit card debt, but no real understanding of how to achieve their dreams. There's no quick road to riches. There are, however, well-worn paths that lead to the slow accumulation of wealth. These paths all require work and self-discipline. The more work you do and the more self-discipline you can muster, the quicker you'll accumulate wealth. These slow, sure paths to wealth also require goals. Apparently, even the quick road to riches requires goals. I don't mind that the seminar participants didn't know who the world's richest man is, but it bothers me that they weren't willing to create a list of goals. Goals are the fundamental building blocks of success, not just in personal finance, but in every area of life. Without goals, you're living reactively, letting life push you around. With goals, you can live a proactive life, steering towards a destination. When you have an end in mind, it's easier to see when you've made a wrong turn. You know where your path is supposed to lead. No matter the state of your personal finances, whether you're wealthy or poor or somewhere in between, take time to set goals. State them in positive terms. Make them specific. Put a deadline on achieving them. Make them actionable. Write them down. Work a little towards them every day. It's much easier to achieve goals when you focus on the individual steps toward them. When I was young, I had crazy goals, like I want to be rich by the time I'm 30. That was a fun goal, but it didn't mesh with my reality. I was acquiring debt. I was moving away from wealth, not toward it. A better goal would have been, I will get out of debt in 3 years, or I will research college programs and take 4 classes towards my degree this year. Or I will contribute $200 monthly to my savings account. These are realistic, achievable goals, and one toward which I can make progress every day, if even just a little. As my financial situation worsened and I became overwhelmed by debt, I gave up on goals of any sort. This just made matters worse. Without goals, I was going around in circles, caught in a debt cycle from which there seemed to be no escape. It was only once I set goals for myself again, realistic goals, that I was able to begin my escape from debt. A decade ago, I might have attended one of Whitney's seminars if I could have afforded it. I was convinced that there were secret roads to quick riches, if only I could find them. I'm glad to have discovered the slow, sure path to wealth. I still struggle to stay on course, sometimes losing sight of my goals, but I do my best. I'm glad to have all of you along for the journey. You just listened to the post titled, The Road to Wealth is Paved with Goals by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Goal setting is pretty tricky from my perspective. On the one hand, I completely agree with this article, and that establishing goals helps you come up with a plan to move towards what you want and help you maintain focus. But I found for myself that there's a negative aspect of goal setting. Sometimes you can be so fixated on a goal that you lose sight of what's more important in life. I'll give you one small example. Yesterday, I had a goal of spending 2 hours working on recording for this show. This entails writing commentary like this, and then recording in my closet as I do for about 4 hours each week. However, right when I was about to get started, my really good friend called. She had just lost her job, literally 20 minutes prior. I was the first person she called to seek support. There was a time when I was so hyper-fixated on goals that I would have told her I needed to call her back later. I would have honored my own commitment to the goal of working on this podcast, and then I would have called her back in 2 hours. But I've come to realize that the most important things in life are relationships and health. What made more sense for me to prioritize in that moment was spending an hour on the phone with my friend, helping her maintain perspective and grieve her loss. Sometimes we can be so fixated on our money goals that we forget that money itself isn't a goal. Money is a tool. Our goal shouldn't be to sit on a big pile of money, but rather to leverage this tool to create more time and space in our lives for what really matters, our health and our loved ones. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.